This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lisa Brady. Late word of a deadly crash in Florida where a church van ended up in a canal. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Miami.
At least 8 people are dead. Another 10 are in the hospital after a van from a church may have ran a stop sign early this morning at a 3-way intersection in Glades County. That's west of Lake Okeechobee in southwest Florida.
The van traveled through that stop sign, crossed all lanes of US 27, and struck a very steep embankment ditch where the vehicle came to final rest.
Trooper Greg Bueno with Florida Highway Patrol. One of the survivors is a 4-year-old. He's still at the hospital, Lisa.
Eben, thanks. A nuclear deal with Iran still possible, but they're trying to beat the clock at talks in Switzerland. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live at our European Bureau.
Lisa, Secretary of State John Kerry and his counterparts from Russia, China, Britain, France and Germany all gathered to meet as one with Iran ahead of a deadline of late tomorrow to have the outline of a nuclear agreement in place.
We're here because we believe a deal can be done.
The British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond saying Iran needs to make some tough decisions if it really wants to convince the world powers on the other side of the table that it's not trying to build a nuclear bomb. The sticking points are said to include the duration of any deal and how quickly sanctions on Iran would be lifted. Lisa?
Simon, thanks. Her purse and phone have been found, but still no sign of University of Minnesota student Jennifer Houle, missing since early Friday.
She was last seen around 1 a.m. at the Blarney Bar. That's a popular student hangout near the university's campus in Minneapolis.
Fox's Kelly Wright. Friends say she had run into an ex-boyfriend. Police say he's one of the people they've questioned. The painstaking effort to recover remains continues at the French Alps crash site, along with the investigation of the co-pilot believed to have intentionally crashed the plane. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1818 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1818.
Before Gergeot New York was a fashion line, it was one woman's dream. And when her company grew and needed space in the heart of Manhattan, Regis made it happen for a fraction of the cost. With beautifully furnished offices and administrative support staff, Regis gave Gergeot the professional image she wanted and the place to make her life's work a reality. So when you're ready to start your business or take your business to the next level, Regis is there. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using AggielandHelpWanted.com, where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job? Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'm starting a personal finance blog, and my first article is about saving big.
So you're calling about our sales event?
Exactly. I want to let my readers know that they can get a great deal on a new Toyota.
That's right. We have low APR financing as well as leasing deals on a bunch of models, like the bold 2015 Camry and rugged Tundra.
I'm also going to mention that Toyota's got a lineup of fuel-efficient cars that'll stretch their dollar.
True. Like the Corolla and fuel-sipping Prius.
Now I just need a catchy name.
How about the guru of greenbacks, the maven of moolah, the connoisseur of coin. Wait, the Duke of Wellington.
Maybe I'll just go with my first idea.
What's that?
Frank's Money Blog.
Yeah, that works too.
Right now, during the One for Everyone sales event, lease a new 2015 RAV4 LE for $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 3/31/15.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1062 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1062. 800-300-1062.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
WTAW News Time at 6:06. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Rudder High School sophomore is accused of striking a dozen students, sending two of them to the hospital to be checked out for concussions. Bryan school officials say the young man has been suspended and will not return to Rudder. The 16-year-old received a medical evaluation after the incident, where he ran from one end of the school to the other, making incoherent statements. Police continue their investigation from the incident that took place last Thursday. The only principal in the history of Rudder High School is leaving in a couple of weeks for the Texas Panhandle. The Bryan School District has announced Hugh Piott will leave in mid-April for a principal's position in Pampa. Piott led Rudder's first freshman class in 2007, which was at Bryan High, before moving to the Rudder campus the following year. Taking over for Piott on an interim basis is the district's Executive Director of Human Resources, Crystal Goodman. Blinn College has announced a new partnership for its Burnham campus with Texas A&M. It involves an academy for students wanting to enter A&M's College of Engineering. Details are online at WTAW.com about freshmen and continuing college students in calculus or pre-calculus being guaranteed full admission with a minimum grade point average of 3.0. Also from Blinn is the recent news that they are the first community college in the state to sponsor a regional historical association.
The Central Texas Historical Association region ranges from Houston to San Antonio, to Junction, to Wichita Falls, to Gainesville, and back to Houston.
Our purpose is to preserve the history and culture of the Central Texas region and to encourage research.
Director Kenneth Howell says their second function is to promote museums and archives throughout the region.
In some ways, we want to be a conduit of information for those other entities that have the similar or same mission as what we do.
Howell says anyone can join the CTHA by calling him at 209-8583 or emailing khowell@blinn.edu. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man has admitted to throwing his common-law wife off their bed so hard when she hit her head on a dresser she became unconscious. 25-year-old Charlie Dean was sentenced to 12 years in prison for the domestic violence incident that took place 1 year ago this week. The victim told police when she regained consciousness, she was being slapped in the face and a kitchen knife was pressed to her neck. A College Station woman has been indicted by a Brazos County grand jury on a charge of Medicaid fraud between $1,500 and $20,000. 51-year-old Gretchen Sams is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest last Thursday. The indictment does not give a specific dollar amount Sams is accused of taking, only that she is charged with taking money while caring for a Medicaid recipient 4 years ago. The State Agriculture Department has announced $8.5 million of grants towards serving more meals to homebound disabled and senior citizens. None of that money is going to agencies in Brazos County. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says there are 9 million seniors in Texas who can't leave their homes.
And this money will help fill the stomachs and the hearts of people who are not looking for a handout, but a hand up. And that's what we're about. This is a program about Texans helping Texans.
According to the grant list, which you can read online at WTAW.com, Washington County received more than $13,000 and Leon County almost $7,000. WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Balak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
It's our Brazos Valley weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness across the region. It looks like temperatures are going to be up to 75 to 80 today. We could see a stray shower or thunderstorm through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be around 60. Clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The activity doesn't look widespread. 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. 60. Clouds, chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday with a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball dropping just one over the weekend. A&M softball just winning one. The final four is set and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
An intoxicated woman from, are you ready? Take a guess. What state?
Florida.
That's right, yeah.
Yay.
Tried to take the marijuana into the patrol car of the sergeant who offered her a ride to a safe place. The officer, who was responding to reports of a fight between the woman and her boyfriend, first told her that carrying her open bottle of booze in the car would be against the rules. At which point, the boyfriend told her, "Well, why don't you take that weed with you?" And she thought that was a good idea. She asked.
Oh, my.
She asked the sergeant if she could take her marijuana in the car.
Would you mind, sir?
Yeah. When she
What the cop said. Would you mind? Go ahead and go get it for me.
When she showed her stash to the sergeant, of course, she was then arrested and charged. Asked later why she had, in fact, shown her marijuana to said police officer. "Well, it's just weed. I thought she'd be cool with it." Well, yeah. Maybe in some states and maybe in some quantities, but apparently not under those circumstances, hon.
Info.
Mission.
I thought I read somewhere I could do that.
Yeah, well, that's the danger of that online news. You don't know what state it's coming from.
You're right, exactly.
Yeah. She probably thought it was okay because she read The Onion.
Yeah. Or smoked it. I'm not sure which.
Entirely possible.
Yeah, okay. I thought she'd be cool with it.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
There you are at 614. Exciting news later on this morning. Apparently, you can go from one side of the earth to the other in less than 45 minutes. So
Does it involve space?
Apparently, there are new travel techniques that we did not calculate.
Someone dug that hole to China, didn't they?
There you go. It's day 89. We got 276 of them to go. It is March the 30th. You realize that? It is sneaking up on us. We got 2 days before April Fool's Day. Something like that. Take a walk in the park day. Good weekend for that, and the weather will continue for that. Mm-hmm. Grass is always browner on the other side of the fence.
I'm that yard right now.
It's World Bipolar Day. Some people are really, really happy about that. And
thanks, Scott. Now shut up.
Yeah, okay. It's Doctor's Day. It's the first use of anesthesia, thank God. It's Pencil Day. We have an interesting reason for that. We'll tell you a little bit later on. It is I Am in Control Day. All right, birthdays.
We will celebrate with Anna Nalick, who's a singer. She is 31 today. Katie Mixon from Mike and Molly's 34. Nora Jones is 36.
Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Celine Dion is 47. Piers Morgan is 50. Tracy Chapman is 51.
Wow, we got some songsters, don't we? That's something,
man.
Isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
MC Hammer.
Moving right along.
He's 53. Eric Clapton.
Oh, man. Right. Yeah.
Only person in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times.
Okay.
Which kind of surprised me, actually. Ian Ziering.
Okay.
Now don't even pretend like you're not excited.
What?
He was the star of Sharknado.
Oh. Did he make it to the sequel?
I don't know. He's 51. I never saw it.
Okay.
Paul Reiser is 48. Robbie Coltrane is 65. He's the big guy that plays Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies.
Ah.
Warren Beatty is 78. John Astin is 85.
Still alive.
Gomez Adams.
Yeah.
Peter Marshall, 89.
Wow.
From the Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Ingvar Kamprad.
No kidding.
Is 89.
And we're at work.
Hey.
What's he do?
He's the guy that owns and created IKEA.
No. You know it's a nonprofit organization?
Yeah.
What? Yes, it is.
It is a nonprofit.
They give away all those meatballs to soak up the profits?
Yeah, they did furniture for a while. Apparently, he learned this because somebody wanted to buy something that he had, and he said, well, I'd have to take it apart to... Wait a minute here. Okay. That's why you can buy everything in a box there. Yeah.
And finally, had he have taken better care of himself at least one of his ears anyway, would have celebrated a birthday, Vincent Van Gogh.
Really? Yeah. And Richard Sherman, who told us he's the world's best...
cornerback.
Right. He's 27. Oh, and here you go. You can celebrate this today. Starbucks turns 44, so you can go buy a really, really, really expensive cup of coffee if you want to and stand in line for a while. And but don't ask them that question. You can't talk about the race anymore. Or just race. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hannity, are you saying that the president is insane? I'm saying that the president's foreign policy is incomprehensible and insane, yes. Because that deal is only going to make things worse, not better, in what is already a confusing situation in the Middle East. And it may very well launch what the Prime Minister of Israel said is a nuclear race that we've never seen since the beginning of time. And you're dealing with nations that don't quite have the stability as the U.S. and the former Soviet Union during the Cold War. Thank you, President Obama. Now you have Arab enemies of Iran becoming more and more desperate. They're going to pursue their own nuclear weapons. That probably starts with Saudi Arabia, then moves to Egypt, and Egypt then moves to Jordan.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. If you miss reading the SkyMall catalog when you fly, here's some good news. It may make a comeback. The company has won bankruptcy court approval to sell its trademark and online business to New Jersey-based CNA Marketing for nearly $2 million. CNA's owner said he plans to turn around the failed business and may relaunch the iconic catalog. SkyMall filed for bankruptcy and shut down its catalog operation in January. We're not drinking as much soda as we used to. U.S. sales of non-alcoholic beverages rose 2.2% last year for the fastest growth rate since 2006. But industry tracker Beverage Marketing says most of that growth came from bottled water. Soda consumption was down 1% for a 10th straight yearly decline. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 34 points. The NASDAQ Composite rose 27. The S&P 500 gained 4. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
622, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A little bit of kind of local fog around here, just kind of around the old radio
it's
station.
It's patchy.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It may be Indian fog. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why it got to be Indian?
Be Apache. Apache fog. Letting you know. Okay. Hey, geek boy, you'll kind of get jazzed on this.
Okay.
Okay. In 2000, when Nikon introduced their Coolpix digital camera that had 3 megapixels.
All of them?
Yeah.
All 3 megapixels.
Yeah. It cost $1,000.
Oh.
Fast forward now to the Coolpix, which is 16 meg, $130. Don't buy the beta version. Just wait. It'll be okay. They'll get all the kinks worked out of it, and it'll be cheaper.
I remember around 99 or 2000, I was shooting with a Kodak 0.3 megapixel. I don't know why they always started in megapixels.
Well,
they never called it 300 kilopixels.
Yeah, mega. Well, mega.
Yeah, I know.
Mega just sounds cooler.
What do you got there? I got a kilopixel. Really? Well, what did the pixel do to you that you have to kill it?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay. So, You may have just missed the chance to bid on and possibly win the last car driven by Lee Harvey Oswald. Sold on eBay. According to the seller's notes, this was the very wagon that Lee Harvey Oswald used to travel from New Orleans to Dallas, October of 1963, along with his rifle and belongings, which was not included in the eBay. That's
bizarre.
Yeah, why would somebody want that? I'm just saying. And I don't know what it sold for, but that's at least the story that's right here, that's what happened. Then comes the story of the 4-year-old Pennsylvania girl. Heard this morning on America's First News. Surprised the driver and passengers when she boarded the public bus alone. Did I mention she's 4? Oh, wait, and it was in the middle of the night.
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. What, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning?
A quest for a slushie. Surveillance footage shows the girl boarding a Philadelphia bus at 3 in the morning on Friday, sat down by herself with a handful of passengers who kind of looked curiously at her. The girl, who appeared to be cheerful, kind of stretched out and dangled her boots there off the seat, just kind of kicking along, told bus riders that she wanted to get a slushie. Upon noticing the child, the bus driver pulled... Well, how did he not notice the child before? Maybe she got maybe some people.
The back door, maybe. Sometimes could, they have two doors.
Could be. Yep, that's it. Anyway, so upon noticing the child, the driver pulled over, called his control center, waited for police to arrive. Girl was taken unharmed to a nearby hospital where she was reunited with her parents. Girl's parents said they didn't know their daughter had slipped out the back door in search of her favorite beverage at a nearby convenience store. Okay, two ways to look at this. It's an unfortunate situation. Parents might think about whether or not their four-year-old could get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But second, I mean, the girl had determination. Not sure that she necessarily should have felt safe in that situation. I don't know what the neighborhood's like. But, I guess she knew what it would take to get what she was looking for.
That go get him attitude.
Well, that was my question. I wonder if she had the $1.37.
Yeah, and she, ready to... Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, she may not know. She may think that the slushies come out of machines, and that's all there is to it. Which, oh, by the way, just, on a completely different subject, in Abu Dhabi, in some food stores, they have free food.
Oh, really?
It says, please only take one item. This is for a person who is unemployed or unable to pay. Is that cool or what?
I tried that at Halloween. It doesn't work.
Howdy. This is Roy Hickman, President CEO with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for our annual job fair being held on Wednesday, April the 8th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Booths for chamber members are $250. Other employers are welcome at $300. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The chamber's annual job fair, April the 8th at the Hilton College Station. Call 260-5200 for booth information or for any questions.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. In the movie Iron Man 3, Ben Kingsley's character talks about the fortune cookie and how it was actually invented here in the U.S. That's true. But here are some more, air quotes, foreign-sounding food that were created right here in the good old U.S. of A. For instance, Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Yeah, it was invented in the Bronx in 1961. How about Vichyssoise soup? It was invented in Manhattan. The French dip sandwich started in L.A. The chimichanga, invented by an American who accidentally dropped a burrito into a deep fryer back in 1946. The English muffin, invented in New York, 1894. Pasta primavera, not Italian, invented in New York in the 70s. And finally, the Cuban sandwich, invented in Tampa in the 1880s. But with proximity, that's kind of 50-50. So as you sit down to break bread this evening, consider where your food came from. And I don't mean what grocery store. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, where they have become a custom gun shop. If you're looking to upgrade your weapon, you can do that there by getting a new trigger, new barrels. If you've got an AR-15, they've got all the accessories. If you're looking for custom color, you can do that as well, from desert tan to camo green. They've even got pink and purple, plus a great selection of Benchmade knives and the largest supply of suppressors right here in the Brazos Valley. Go see for yourself. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors, or you can find them online at gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:28, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit Peach Creek Vineyards. .com. About 80 today after this patchy fog we've got kind of burns out. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Should be very nice. Low tonight will be about 60, and we'll make a run at temps really right around 80 all week long, as a matter of fact. Do have some showers coming into the forecast. Tuesday night looking at a 30% chance. Wednesday it's a 50-50 chance, and then Wednesday night down to a 20% chance. But temps pretty constant, right around 80 for a high, and right between 60 and 65 for our lows. And currently we have 61 out there.
When the IRS looks at your tax return, are they more likely to question your deductions or your income? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
The following following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record. Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil Full Synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
Ooh, Hellcat.
And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
And we have a new champion.
Drive into Jiffy Lube and make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
Hey, you got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant time. You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant time.
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As you get your tax return ready for April 15th, you're probably focused mostly on your expenses, which is good, but the IRS doesn't.
The IRS, frankly, spends more time on auditing the income on a tax return than they do the deductions. You know, there's fewer and fewer taxpayers claiming deductions at all to begin with.
Tax litigation consultant Dan Pilla, author of the book, How to Win Your Tax Audit.
Over 70% of the tax returns filed these days are short forms, 1040A, 1040EZ. They don't even have any deductions on them, so there's nothing to audit as far as the deductions are concerned. So the IRS does focus on income.
If you do get audited, you can and maybe should appeal the decision, because when you get audited,
you can expect two things. Number one, you can expect the IRS to determine that you owe more money, because the typical face-to-face tax audit, in 88% of the cases, the IRS decides that you owe more money. But when you challenge them, you're going to win that decision 60 to 90% of the time, depending on what the issue is in the case.
Dan says people are typically fearful of an IRS audit.
People think that the auditor can put you in jail, that the auditor can seize your home, and execute wage and bank levies. The tax auditors can't do any of those things. Tax auditors have no power whatsoever. We're not dealing with the collection function here. That only comes in later if you owe taxes, and B, then you don't pay them. That's when we're dealing with the collection function.
You can link to Dan's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan police continue their investigation of a disturbance at Rudder High School last Thursday. A 16-year-old student is accused of striking a dozen students, sending two to the hospital to be checked out for concussions. Bryan school officials say the young man has been suspended and will not return to Rudder. That's after the 10th grader ran from one end of the school to the other, making incoherent statements. He was also taken to the hospital for a medical evaluation. One of two men involved in a road rage incident in College Station was arrested. 32-year-old Robert Hernandez of Bryan posted bond on Saturday following an arrest from what happened last Thursday in a left turn lane at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. A third-party witness told police the driver of the second vehicle pulled in front of Hernandez and then started yelling obscenities at him. According to the arrest report, Hernandez got out of his truck and the other driver responded by pulling out a handgun. Hernandez returned to his truck. All three vehicles made the left turn. Then the witness said Hernandez rammed the other driver with his two-ton truck. Police caught up with the three vehicles on Harvey Mitchell near Rio Grande. The driver who pulled out his handgun was not arrested. The victim of a road rage incident in Houston has shared what she went through earlier this month.
22-year-old Kay Halford honked her horn at a man who cut her off while on her way to work on I-45 in Houston back on March 20th. He then pulled alongside her vehicle, asked her to pull over, and rolled down her window. When she tried to drive off, he shot her in the head. She was able to call 911. The Star-Telegram says doctors removed bullet fragments from her skull, but she's expected to make a full recovery. Halford says she's forgiven the shooter. Meanwhile, the search for that suspect continues. Scott West, TSN News.
A College Station woman has been indicted by a Brazos County grand jury on a charge of Medicaid fraud between $1,500 and $20,000. 51-year-old Gretchen Sams is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest. The indictment says she received money for hours she claimed for services 4 years ago that were not performed. The specific amount Sams is accused of taking was not revealed. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office recently entered plea agreements with two Bryan men arrested last year for aggravated assaults with knives. 59-year-old Donald Woods has already served half of a 2-year sentence as part of his deal. after he admitted to stabbing a neighbor in the arm with a foot-long kitchen knife. And 25-year-old Charlie Dean admitted to pressing a kitchen knife on the neck and slapping the face of his common-law wife after knocking her unconscious when he threw her off the bed into a dresser. Dean was sentenced to 12 years. Blinn College is making Texas history.
Blinn is the first community college in the state to sponsor a regional historical association.
There's an East Texas Historical Association and a West Texas and a South Texas. And then there's an organization, the Texas State, which covers the entire state. But there's not really any association that's designated for the coverage of Central Texas.
That is until now. Kenneth Howell, director of the Central Texas Historical Association, says their mission is to preserve the history and culture of the region and encourage research. Howell says the CTHA is a place for both professional and lay historians.
There's a lot of lay historians that do really good research and can make a meaningful contribution to our understanding of the past of the Central Texas region, and we want them to feel welcome and to come and share their information with the rest of the membership.
Howell says the CTHA will host an annual symposium and conference. For more information or to join, contact him at khowell@blinn.edu or call 209-8583. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And at Blinn's Brenham campus, an academy is being created for students wanting to enter Texas A&M's College of Engineering. Blinn has announced an engineering academy where students will live and learn together. Classes will include A&M professors going to Brenham to teach the same courses being taught to freshmen in College Station. More information is online at WTAW.com. There were no organizations in Brazos County listed in the distribution of state grant money to serve more meals to homebound senior and disabled citizens.
The Texas Department of Agriculture is providing $8.5 million to the Meals on Wheels program, an organization like this, all across the state of Texas.
Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says this is in addition to grant funding to home-delivered meal providers who have served more than 13 million meals around the state. Online at WTAW.com is a link to the grant list, which includes almost $7,000 going to Leon County and more than $13,000 headed to Washington County. The Bryan School District has announced the departure of Rudder High School Principal Hugh Piott. He's headed to Pampa, located in the Texas Panhandle near family members in Oklahoma. Piott is the only principal in the history of Bryan's second comprehensive high school, leading the first freshman class while it was meeting at Bryan High in 2007 before moving to the new campus the following year. Rudder's interim principal after Piott leaves is Crystal Goodman, the district executive director of human resources. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Don't miss this year's most exciting shopping experience. Premier Market, the finest merchants from Texas and Southern Living States, will be selling specialty gift items, unique home accessories, designer fashions, and custom jewelry at the Brazos County Expo. Shopping begins Thursday, April the 9th, with a sneak peek party and continues on Friday and Saturday, April 10th and 11th. For more details, visit Premier Market on Facebook or go to bvso.org.
It's 6:38. Let's do some weather, shall we? Got some out there for you, as a matter of fact. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Quite a bit of cloudiness headed our way today. In fact, we could have a stray shower this afternoon. Temperatures will make their way up to about 75 to 80 this afternoon. Lots of cloudiness in the forecast for tonight. Lows are going to be near 60. Tomorrow, we'll see clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy, 60 tomorrow night. Clouds on Wednesday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm at a high of 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. Texas A&M Baseball has run their record to an impressive 27-2.
So far, so good. I'm really proud of our guys. A new month will start for us on Tuesday.
They will, and they'll pick it up against Sam Houston. They didn't get the sweep, but they got two wins over Missouri this weekend. We'll have more on that. The Final Four set in basketball, and there was a lot more going on this weekend in sports with NASCAR action and more. Oh, and UT may be looking, or not maybe, is looking for a new basketball coach.
Yeah, and that other coach who used to coach for them may not have to make a big wardrobe change.
No.
Because he may go to another UT that has orange.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Both LSU and Vanderbilt, ahead of A&M in all the baseball ratings, lost 2 out of 3 at home.
Mm-hmm.
So A&M may be climbing. I'm sorry. I like college baseball a lot, and
'cause no need to apologize for that.
Because this Suddenlink thing we got, you can watch these games. And so I happened to be watching the A&M game. I went on Saturday, couldn't go on Sunday. But you can also, I was tuning over watching the LSU game too. High def, not bad. I missed the inside the park home run in the LSU series with Kentucky. They had two inside the park home runs.
I saw the write up on that, and you kind of go, "No, that's got to be a mistake."
What are the chances of that happening? And so Kentucky feels pretty good because they beat arguably the number one team in the nation. And boy, imagine if A&M play. Oh wait, that's who we play this weekend, isn't it? All right, enough of this college baseball.
Hey, before we go any further, I would like to thank the folks at the George Bush Presidential Library.
Because?
The Easter egg hunt was this weekend.
We'll do that next hour. How's that?
Okay, can I complain for a minute then?
You're going to complain?
The event itself was awesome. The Mozon that said sharing the parking lot with the George Bush Presidential Library and the big event cruise.
Well, again, we want to talk about that more next hour because I think it was that part. West Campus apparently was just because of all the stuff that was going
Holy cow.
Not good. Yeah, that's what I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next hour then.
Yeah, so there seems to be people who have a problem with geography, or maybe they just don't want to be at home. Ted Cruz ends up in New Hampshire for what reason, I can't imagine. Oh, maybe he's running for president.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And Scott Walker ends up in Houston. Oh, well, maybe he's running for president, too. Yeah, apparently the senator from Texas up there in the Northeast may be starting to understand it's going to be kind of an uphill battle in some ways in that part of the country. Breadbasket of America, he's okay. Down in the South, he's all right. Get up into the Northeast, it's a little bit tougher. Going to be a little bit tougher. So we'll see what happens.
Because up there, conservatives is just freaks.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, I mean, he's got to stand on immigration. That's going to be problematic for him too. But on an appearance on Sunday, Cruz appeared to swear off negative campaigning. Politico reported him saying on the State of the Union on CNN, "There may be other candidates who choose to throw rocks in my direction. I'm not going to engage in personal mudslinging in the negative attacks on people's character." We'll see how.
I don't think that's his speed anyway. I can't even imagine him doing that.
No, I would agree. That's not.
I guess because I haven't heard him do it. It's not that he couldn't.
Well, my guess is he'd rather just verbally spar with you.
Yeah.
No, come on. Let's get in a fight.
Yeah. Let you beat up yourself.
Yeah.
Some other stories that are kind of out there. Sid Miller, you know who he is. Mm-hmm. He's the ag commissioner. Who we kind of like. I mean, he gets out there, he wears that hat, and talks that talk, which is kind of fun.
And his name's Sid Miller. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Well, he appointed the wife of a longtime campaign consultant to a job at his office. So, we'll see how that goes. Just thought we'd mention that while we're kind of out there. In committee action that's coming up today, the Health and Human Services Committee, in Senate that's chaired by Charles Schwertner, our state senator, will take up consideration of legislation aimed at limiting the availability of e-cigarettes to minors. So we'll see how that works out. State Affairs Committee, which he also sits on, expected to take up ethics legislation. Okay. That will withhold retirement benefits from elected officials convicted of felonies related to his or her public service. If there's a felony that has nothing to do with their job, then I guess they still get their state pension. That's great. Story in the Houston Chronicle over the weekend. Health and Human Services Commission got in trouble for paying the tuition for some of their employees. Well, now we find out that Texas has shelled out $80 million in tuition, paying the tuition of their employees. That's a sweet gig, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I saw that. Holy cow.
Carly Fiorina says that her chances are higher than 90% that she'll run for president. She didn't do too well at HP. She kind of got run off there.
Pretty quick, too.
Yeah, she did. But she has some pretty interesting things to talk about. I mean, she does. Alluding to a possible late April or early May announcement, she said, we need to make sure we have the right time in place, we have the right support, we have the right financial resources lined up, just as all the other candidates have done. But, of course, being from the E industry, that that kerfuffle with the emails popped up concerning that Democrat who might run for president of the United States. I forget her name. Anyway, she said, quote, there's a competence issue now. Anybody in 2015 who says you can't have two email accounts on a single server device obviously doesn't understand technology. Oh, God. A shot across the bow from Carly, and she's not even in the race yet.
The whole thing.
Of course, but she's just trying to happily go along and laugh and joke. And
I mean, that just reeks to high heaven.
Wiped her server clean.
Yeah, yeah. Now, go ahead.
RNC said even Nixon didn't destroy the tapes.
That's right. he tried to get Rosemary to help him out, and she did, but that's, that's about it. A lot of talk about Mike Pence, who is the governor of Indiana. He's kind of dug in and insisted that he would not alter his state's controversial religious freedom legislation, even though many think it might permit discrimination based on sexual orientation. He said, quote, look, we're not going to change the law, okay? I stand by this law. It represents a fundamental protection for individuals, end quote. He added, Hoosiers don't believe in discrimination. Anybody who has been to Indiana for 5 minutes knows Hoosier hospitality is not a slogan, it's a reality, end quote. But the pushback has been enormous. And especially with the Final Four there this weekend, you know, there'll be a lot. All the political consultants go, oh, we want to go too, we want to go. But, I mean, that's his stand. He's his own lieutenant governor is gone against him on this, so we'll see. The White House joined in on their criticism of the new law, saying that supporters say political religious freedom, which critics say it could legally sanction discrimination against homosexuals. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Josh Earnest says, quote, we've seen business leaders all across the country say they're now reluctant to do business in Indiana, not because they don't like the people, but because they don't like the law. So the fact is, you know, the governor, Governor Pence, is in damage control this morning. He's got some damage to fix. And boy, that's a White House that knows damage control, so when they see it, so see how all that plays out. So what, is tomorrow the deadline on this treaty thing? Is that right? We got to make a deal with Iran?
Yes.
Shockingly, they have moved away on some key aspects of the deal with less than 48 hours to go. So as Josh Earnest says, no, it's okay. The devil's in the details. Yeah, okay. So what does it take to get Joe Biden and Barack Obama in the same room on the same day at the same time?
Are you implying he's Superman?
No. Oh. It's Edward M. Kennedy's Institute for the United States Senate. They had their ceremony this morning. Starting about 9 o'clock, the president will speak and the vice president will be there, I'm sure, to cheer him on. And the Tampa Bay Times reports that Marco Rubio will likely kick off his campaign for the White House April the 13th at the Freedom Tower in downtown Miami. That's where they used to process and help refugees who were fleeing from Cuba. And I think that's it. Oh, there big election in Nigeria. Not that we necessarily would notice, but that is Africa's richest and most populous country. And, of course, Boko Haram, the militants there have been trying to disrupt the process. Do you know the name of the incumbent? The president of Nigeria is named Goodluck Jonathan.
Yes, I think I did know that.
I mean, that's pretty interesting. And So we'll see. We should have the results of that sometime today. It's 11 till.
Cut your lawn like never before with superior quality, performance, and comfort of the all-new John Deere Z435 Easy Track Zero Turn Mower. Designed with durability, faster ground speeds, and wider mower decks for more efficiency around every turn. Right now at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, get the new Z435 Easy Track for only $4,399. Get back to relaxing sooner with Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 4th, learn about surfactants. Selecting the right surfactant for weed and insect control applications can make a big difference. Learn more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you need highly skilled help from a craftsman, you call in a specialist. And it's no different in gardening, where we're able to call on special plants with special forms, habits, colors, and textures to fill odd spots in our landscapes. However, to use these plants successfully, you have to know their growth patterns and any special care they might require. I have some of the special spots we all encounter and how best to address them with your plantings. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. What on earth can you do with a space that's 4 feet wide and 60 feet long? We're talking about the space that separates the city's front sidewalk and the curb. As a matter of aesthetics, builders usually set the walks back several feet from the street to break the impact of all the concrete. As a matter of frustration, we try to plant everything from cactus and rock gardens there to huge shade trees in those funny little rectangles. In reality, it probably would be best if you did as little landscaping in the parkway as possible. First of all, you probably don't own that land. It's probably the city's right-of-way, and they can tear out all your plantings if they decide they need to rework the street or the sewer line. From a standpoint of pure landscaping practice, it's probably best to keep that area simple so you don't draw attention unduly away from the rest of your gardens. All of which is to say, turf grass is usually the best answer to parkway plantings. Now, true, you'll also have to mow and edge it, but that's a lot easier than hand-pulling weeds and manual trimming of ground covers and low shrubs. Alleyways can be quite visible. If your neighborhood has rear entry garages, your alley may be a prime spot for good landscaping. The fact that you have another one of those crazy little spaces 18 or 24 inches wide doesn't make it a lot easier. Usually there's a tall fence involved, which further limits your plant choices. Well, capture the chance, gardener. It's your opportunity to set a great example for all of your neighbors as they drive by. Spend a little extra time and effort developing an attractive ground cover bed or establish a neat and tidy planting of turf grass. Use the fence as a support for an attractive flowering vine that can cascade down both sides leisurely, blooming all the while. Might be Carolina jessamine or wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, or one of the lovely climbing antique roses. If you decide to plant color in the alley, keep it simple. That kind of very symmetrical garden is no place to try the informality of a collection of perennials. Choose instead to use one type of annual flower that will give you a long season of color and maybe replace it then with pansies in the wintertime, but mark them as free for the picking or whatever. Your neighbors will love you. So there are a lot of things you can do with unusual spaces in your landscape. That's the measure of a true gardener, a true educated gardener, how you get through the odd spots. I'm Neil Sperry.
Gary, and we're going to talk about when the shade gets too heavy in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53, and it's all brought to us by Atkinson Toyota. In what some would thought would be a pitching battle, the Aggie Bats exploded on the Missouri Tigers 14-6, giving A&M the series victory over Mizzou. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Aggies forced the Tigers to abandon all hope by dropping a cool 9 runs on 4 different pitchers. The Aggs are now 27-2 with a 7-2 record in the SEC, and Aggie skip Rob Childress learned something new about his squad.
Well, we're off to a really good start, and, you know, today we found out something about our team. We hadn't been in this situation before where, you know, we're playing to win a series on Sunday, and we responded quite well, and we'll continue to learn, you know, define our team. But so far, so good. I'm really proud of our guys. A new month will start for us on Tuesday.
A&M gets back to work tomorrow against Sam Houston. 6:30 the first pitch. You can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. That's before they take off to Lexington to meet the Kentucky Wildcats for the holiday showdown this weekend. The NCAA Final Four is all set, with Duke and Michigan State having advanced to the big dance. They'll face each other next Saturday before Kentucky takes on Wisconsin. Justice Winslow drained a 3-pointer down the stretch and finished with 16 points as top seed Duke beat Gonzaga 66-52 in the win in the South region. Coach K compared this squad to his 2010 national championship team.
My team in 2010 had a lot of young guys on it, but the starting five were, you know, 3 seniors and 2 juniors who were pretty hardened. They got it. This team isn't like that. That team was who it was going to be, and which was really good. This team is still becoming, I think. Hopefully we're good enough tomorrow night to win in advance.
Travis Trice paced the Spartans with 17 points in the 76-70 overtime win against Louisville to advance. Another 5 victories for the A&M track and field team on the final day of the Texas Relays. That brought Texas A&M's week total to an outstanding 10 wins, half of which were achieved in the relay events. The men's team was selected as the most outstanding team with 8 titles over the weekend, which included the 4x100, 4x4, and 4x800-meter relay, including the distance medley relay. The number 23 Texas A&M softball team got an 11-5 win over number 5 Alabama in the Crimson Tide on Sunday in Tuscaloosa, avoiding the sweep on the weekend. University of Texas at Austin has fired their basketball coach, Rick Barnes. He says athletic director Steve Patterson told him a week ago that he'd return for another season, but, quote, some things had changed. Barnes said at a news conference he was shocked by what he said the athletic department leaks to the media in recent days, that he was being pressured to fire his assistant coaches to save his own job. Barnes says he refused staff members' offers to quit. Rumor is churning that he is signed with another UT, this time the University of Tennessee. In NASCAR action, Denny Hamlin passed teammate Matt Kenseth for the lead with 28 laps to go and went on to end Toyota's 32-race winless streak in NASCAR Sprint Cup races at Martinsville Speedway.
You know, just great race cars, part of a great organization that gives me cars that are able to do it. And, you know, I feel like I missed out on so many grandfather clocks here because of mechanical issues and stuff, and we just weren't going to be denied today.
The driver for Joe Gibbs Racing held off a 5-lap bumper-to-tail challenge from Brad Keselowski for his 25th career victory and his 5th at the smallest and oldest track in the Premier Series. In PGA action, Jimmy Walker birdied the 16th and 17th holes in closing out a 4-shot victory over Jordan Spieth in the PGA Texas Open in San Antonio. That's Jimmy Walker's hometown, by the way. Alabama coach Nick Saban has dismissed Jonathan Taylor from the team following the 2nd domestic violence arrest for the defensive lineman's college career. Saban announced the decision a day after Taylor was arrested when a woman reported she was assaulted by her boyfriend. Taylor had signed with the Crimson Tide about 6 months after his dismissal from Georgia following his arrest in his girlfriend's assault. The number 4 Texas A&M equestrian team finished 2nd at the SEC Equestrian Championship, falling 12-5 to the number 2 team in the country, Georgia. This marks the first loss at the Hildebrand Equine Complex for the Aggies, who will take an 8-6 record into competition for the national championship. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, keeping your family comfortable all year round. Barker's Heating and Cooling. A little bit of fog out there this morning in some places. A high temperature today around 80 with south winds at 5 to 10. Ought to be pretty nice. Tonight, some clouds, about 60 for a low. And then on Tuesday, looking for a high temperature of 81. Matter of fact, all week long, we'll be in temperatures probably in the 80-degree range. 30% chance of rain Tuesday. Wednesday, it's a 50-50 chance of showers. Right now, we've got 61 out there at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.